When Cynthia Castile met Chef Wayne Chin on an Alaskan cruise, she thought her ship had finally come in.
He was gregarious, he was fun, he was sensitive.
Mom was head over heels in love.
But life with Wayne was hardly the ride she expected.
There was a sheriff standing there, and he said, "Do you know Wayne Chin?"
Wayne's checkered past would soon catch up with him and put their marriage on a collision course with disaster.
The lies he's telling aren't petty lies. These are serious, serious lies.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. Cynthia Castile never planned for heartbreak. She always believed in happily ever after.
I'm probably one of the world's best optimists. I love being a wife, so I just figured I would always be married for the rest of my life.
But after a devastating divorce, Cynthia's heart seemed forever on the mend.
Cynthia's first marriage broke up because her husband had an affair with one of Cynthia's friends.
It was very devastating to have that come to an end and then feel like a failure. You know, why couldn't I make it work?
7 years had done little to repair the damage. So in April of 1998, 45-year-old Cynthia left her small town in Oregon to embark on a new adventure.
I was speaking with a close girlfriend and she said to me, "Well, Cynthia, what about, you know, like a job on a cruise ship?"
Cynthia found a customer relations position on an Alaskan cruise line. Soon, she was surrounded by new sights, new cities, and a new man, the ship's chef, Wayne Yi Chin. From the moment they met, Wayne came on strong.
I was trying to kind of make a bouquet out of the flowers that was there, and Wayne came by and he goes, "Oh," he said, "those are pretty, are those yours?" I said, "No, no one ever sends me flowers." And when I went down to my cabin that afternoon to change my clothes, there was a bouquet of flowers with a card from him. The next day we actually talked and he told me he had every intention of making me his wife. I'm looking at him thinking, okay, whatever.
Wayne told Cynthia he had learned to cook in the Navy, where he still served as a reserve officer.
That made me feel good because he is patriotic. He was doing something to help his fellow man.
Wayne seemed perfect. And by now, Cynthia was eager to open her heart again.
She called and said, "I've met somebody. We just fell in love."
I hadn't had a man pay attention to me in over, 7 years. And he was wonderful. He was gregarious. He was sensitive. He was fun.
And Wayne was open about his own painful past.
Wayne had been through a very horrendous divorce. He had 3 children, and he had found her in bed with another man, and he had been terribly hurt. I could identify with that because I had been in that position too.
But that wouldn't stop Wayne from trying again. In September of 1999, after 1 month together at sea, he proposed to Cynthia.
Wayne said, "Come in the cooler for a minute." Then he dropped an emerald and diamond ring in my hand and said, "This is my promise that I'll be faithful to you the rest of your life." And I was so excited to be able to say, "I'm going to be somebody's wife again."
But the happy glow of their new engagement didn't last long. Soon after the ship docked in San Francisco, Wayne told Cynthia he had received some devastating news. His 2 college-aged children had died in a car crash.
They were going to surprise their dad, and that they had been killed in this horrible accident. I remember holding him and him crying, my babies, and my babies are gone."
To make matters worse, Wayne said his ex-wife hadn't even bothered to call. He said he got the news from his daughter's friend and had already missed the funerals.
I couldn't believe that somebody would be so cruel as to do this. It was just heart-wrenching.
Despite the tragedy, Wayne was still eager to marry Cynthia right away.
He said people's lives cross for a reason and that I was the best thing that had ever happened to him and that he wanted me with him for the rest of his life.
2 weeks later, Cynthia and Wayne tied the knot in a small ceremony in Cynthia's hometown of Eagle Creek, Oregon.
We catered our own wedding reception. My mom did the cake, and I was real excited that I'm going to have that special connection with that person.
She was absolutely beautiful. She had a glow because she was happy.
The newlyweds quickly settled into life back on land. And in January of 2000, they found new jobs together as managers at a motel on the Oregon coast.
Our apartment was behind the reception area. I was supposed to do the front counter. He was supposed to do the maintenance and the yards and things like that.
But the newlywed bliss wouldn't last long. On Valentine's Day, just 4 months after their wedding, the couple got a surprise visit from an unwelcome guest.
A buzzer in our apartment rang, and there was a Lincoln County sheriff standing there. And I said, well, can I help you? And he said, you know, do you know Wayne Chin? And he walked out, and so the sheriff told him he had a warrant for his arrest. It was just like somebody had just kicked me in the gut.
Cynthia would soon find out that not only was her new husband a wanted man, he was keeping secrets that would jeopardize their jobs and their marriage.
Wayne Chin is a mastermind of being able to manipulate women.
For Cynthia Castile, Valentine's Day of 2000 was memorable for all the wrong reasons. Her husband, Wayne Chin, had just been arrested right in the lobby of the Oregon motel they managed.
Wayne said, this has got to be a mistake. He told me that our housekeeper and her boyfriend had used a debit card of one of the guests and had signed his name to the card.
But after arresting him for theft, police discovered that this was far from his first offense.
They ran his name and discovered that he had a warrant out for his arrest from Lewis County, Washington.
In Washington, Wayne was convicted of a forgery charge, and the court required him to do a certain number of things. Apparently, he didn't do those things, and he faced a bail-jumping charge.
But Wayne told Cynthia there was a logical explanation, claiming a vindictive ex-girlfriend had falsely accused him of stealing her financial information.
He told me that he had purchased a car with his previous girlfriend, and then she tried to back out of the deal. But he told me he had taken care of it. He didn't understand why this was happening.
He kept saying, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do anything wrong. But I kept telling Mom, then why has he been arrested?
But Cynthia was confident in her man.
Cynthia loved him, he loved her, and so she ends up writing checks for $14,000 to defend the man she loves from this criminal charge.
5 weeks later, Wayne was free, and married life was back on track. In April of 2001, the couple found new jobs together once again, this time managing a popular seafood restaurant in a nearby town.
We set up a menu, where the ocean meets the plate was our little catchphrase. And, you know, and here was a dream come true for both of us.
But the dream had one flaw. Wayne often had to leave home for Naval Reserve training.
Cynthia would tell me that he was spending the weekend up in Washington. And I'm going, there's no water up there. Why is he going to Central Washington as a Naval Reserve?
He started supposedly getting emails from a commander in the Navy. She showed them to me. I said, wait a minute. If it's an official military email, it's not going to come from a Yahoo account. It's going to come from a military account. Something's not right.
But once again, Cynthia gave Wayne the benefit of the doubt. Until that June, when the law paid them another visit.
We were just getting ready to close for the evening, and a county sheriff shows up. It's like, oh my gosh, now they're going to haul Wayne off again. The sheriff takes Wayne, and I sit down on the bench behind the reception area at the restaurant and cry.
Wayne had skipped yet another court date for his forgery charge. This time, he would spend 8 months in a Washington state prison.
I was very, very unhappy. but all married couples do go through good times, bad times.
Anytime that she went up to visit him, she just did not sound like her normal self. You could hear the sadness in her voice after that.
When Wayne was released from prison in August of 2002, Cynthia was there to pick him up. She was determined to put the past behind them. She was about to turn 50, and Wayne wanted to throw her a party.
He said, yeah, let's, you know, plan the party. I will find a place to have it at. I'll pay for it. I'll make sure she gets there.
But the night before the celebration, Wayne got a disappointing call.
The phone rang, and he goes, well, that was my parole officer from Lewis County. They're coming to do an in-home visit tomorrow. And I said, Wayne, my party's tomorrow. What am I supposed to do? He goes, oh, just go. It'll be fine. He goes, you just go in the hotel, and they have it all set up for you.
The next day, Cynthia drove alone to her party, 2 hours away. But what greeted her there was a terrible surprise, one that would destroy her faith in her husband forever.
He lied to the entire family. It was like a punch in the gut for all of us.
So I went back out and I sat in the car and I cried. And I cried and I cried and I cried.
It was January 13th, 2003, Cynthia Castile's 50th birthday celebration. Her husband Wayne had planned a fancy party, even though a parole visit meant he couldn't be there.
I traveled the 2.5 hours up from the coast to the hotel restaurant where the party's supposed to be, and I go into the hostess desk, tell them who I am and what's supposed to be there, and there's no reservations.
They said, we have no record of a party being booked for today. There's been no payment made. We don't know who you're talking about.
So I went back out and I sat in the car and I cried. And I cried and I cried and I cried.
When Cynthia returned home, Wayne tried to persuade her the hotel made a mistake. But she wasn't buying it. Her blind faith in Wayne had been shattered.
So the next day when he went to work, I got the number of his parole officer for Lewis County and called her and said, just wanted to know, you know, do you do out-of-state in-home visits? And she says, no.
That evening, Cynthia confronted her husband.
I said, so Wayne, how was that visit yesterday? Everything go okay? He said, went great. And I said, well, that's funny. I talked to her today and they don't do out-of-state in-home visits. So backpedaling really fast, he told me, well, it was one of her other associates. And so I just finally said, whatever.
I think it was the final straw. I think that that started her really reconsidering things, really questioning everything even more.
But despite her growing doubts, Cynthia couldn't face the prospect of another divorce. So she swallowed her pride and gave Wayne one last chance.
It's because you believe so strongly in this person. It overshadows that unbelief. And that's what was happening. I mean, this man told me he loved me for the rest of my life.
2 months later, in March of 2003, Wayne found a new job opportunity at a restaurant in Colorado, over 1,000 miles away.
I told Wayne that there was no sense in me quitting my job. I might as well stay till June and then I would come and join him.
For months, the couple talked by phone, planning their future together in the Rockies. Until one day in late August, when Cynthia got a strange call from her husband.
He goes, have you checked your email? And I go, well, why? He goes, you just need to check your email.
Cynthia hung up, logged on, and sure enough, there was an email from Wayne asking for a divorce.
I broke down and I cried. All my dreams were now all gone. I was nobody's wife again.
But Cynthia's heartbreak was just beginning. In early January 2004, she phoned Wayne at work to tell him the divorce papers were ready.
The owner of the place came on the phone and she says, well, he doesn't work here anymore. I fired him in December. But he still is here in Estes Park with his wife, Kim. And I said, well, I'm his wife. She says, well, he's got two of them, doesn't he?
Cynthia had lived with Wayne's petty crimes and even forgiven his lies. But to her, the bigamy was the ultimate betrayal. Little did she know, it was just the tip of the iceberg. As Cynthia pored through Wayne's personal documents, she soon discovered that the man she'd opened her heart to was little more than a common crook.
Wayne Shin has a criminal record in Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. He went to work at a lumber mill as a security guard. He was accused of burning down the lumber mill, and we know he actually went to prison for that.
And Wayne wasn't a naval officer or in the reserves. He had been discharged from the Navy decades earlier.
So the whole time that Wayne was doing the naval reserves was all bogus. I was completely dumbfounded that somebody could figure this all out and not think that they would get caught.
It seemed that everything Cynthia had loved about Wayne was a lie, but she was about to get even.
I thought there might be two women, three women, but there's four, there's five, there's six, there's seven.
He didn't have any remorse, he don't care, and I had had enough.
In January of 2004, Cynthia Castile was stunned to discover that her husband Wayne Chin was a bigamist, living a double life with another wife in Colorado. But that was far from all.
Here I was caught up in this web of all this mystery, all these unanswered questions.
Cynthia soon learned that Wayne had a long history of manipulating and marrying women.
You start looking at court documents and you realize there isn't two, there isn't three, there's four, there's five, there's six, there's seven, and that is just the women he's married.
Determined to unravel Wayne's lies once and for all, Cynthia reached out to the women in his past.
I sat down and I wrote a letter listing all of these women's email address and put all the details of the bigamy, and I contacted the ex-wife, and we played a lot of I'll tell you if you tell me.
It soon became clear how Wayne won so many hearts.
Wayne Shin is a mastermind of being able to manipulate women. One of the things he says is that he's in the Navy, and that gives him dignity and cachet, and it's one of the things that they're drawn to, a man in uniform. He comes in at the right time, he woos them, he tells them the things that they want to hear, especially in that time in their lives where they feel vulnerable, and then he marries them, and once he marries them, he has access to their finances, just like any husband or wife does.
And when things began to get complicated, it seemed that Wayne had a clever exit plan.
One of his big cons with one of his fiancés is that he got called up to Iraq. So he goes to Iraq, and while he's in Iraq, he's calling her in the middle of the night when she's asleep because Iraq is on a different time zone.
Hey, you. Hold on just a minute. Roger that, Enterprise 6-7. Message confirmed. Secondary is on its way to you as I speak. Anyway, just calling you.
And she's back in this country trying to, you know, keep him supported by writing checks to pay his bills. Meanwhile, he's off somewhere else, married to another woman.
So you let this pathological liar into your life that messes up everything, and there's no law against lying. So if there's no law against lying, then how do we stop this person?
I investigate a lot of crooks, but usually it has to do with something that's an object, like a car or credit cards. But this case is different because he's using love. Love is the thing that he uses to take advantage of people.
And there was one lie that was the most disturbing of all. Wayne's two children were very much alive.
That is one of the key parts of his con. By telling these women that his two children have died in a car wreck, he's opening himself up. And they want to give him their shoulder to cry on. And it's one of the things that bonds them the most to him, that he's lived through this tragedy.
I was just literally floored. Why would anybody use their children like that to further their own cause? Why would anybody do that?
It was the final straw for Cynthia. She marched down to the sheriff's office and filed bigamy charges against Wayne.
I think Cynthia had come to realize that he really was a liar, a cheat, and a scumbag. And I think it was probably more of a relief to her.
In July 2004, Wayne Yi Chin was found guilty of bigamy. He spent 10 days in jail and paid a $500 fine, the maximum penalty that Oregon law allowed. This time, Cynthia didn't pay his legal fees.
When I walked out of the room, then I just completely fell all apart. It was time to let it all go, just to melt away and then be strong again.
Their divorce became official on October 26, 2004.
I was very relieved that he was gone, that he wasn't going to be a part of my life anymore. But I wasn't anybody's wife anymore. That's the heartache that I have.
Today, Cynthia is no longer caring for her man, but she hasn't stopped caring for others.
I live with my mom here. Both my girls live within 6 miles and my grandchildren. I'm head of dining services at an assisted living center and enjoy my job very much. Life is just good.
Though Cynthia is dating, she's unsure that she will ever marry again.
It still kind of haunts her. She was very vulnerable to him. I do hope that one day she will meet the man of her dreams.
It's like, well, here's my background. Feel free to check it, because you better believe I'm going to check yours. I'm not going to put myself in that position again.
Absolutely.